Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome to episode 33 of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann, and right now today we have about, give or take, a few days, about 3.5 weeks left in the year 2020. I know you're like so ready for it to be over, right? But as we get to the end of December, that means next is January. And as we all know, that is the high holy season of fitness and nutrition and workouts and weight loss. And Fat Loss Lifestyle School is also going to be kicking off in that same time frame. Our program, first one of 2021, starts on January 4th. So in this little window of time we have right now, between now and the end of the year, this roughly, you know, three-ish week period, a lot of people are starting to investigate, research, think about what they're going to do in January. What weight loss program am I going to start? What training program am I going to start? They're spending a lot of time on Instagram, scrolling through various trainers and influencers, and, oh, she has a really hot body. What does she do? Oh, okay. Well, she does that. All right. Well, maybe I should do that. Let me add that to the list. Oh, what does this person do? Right? So you're kind of out there research, collecting, you know, trying to get some ideas and seeing what looks like your best bet, right? Because this is not your first rodeo, I'm betting. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, it's not like you just woke up today for the first time and decided, I really want to learn about female fat loss and change my lifestyle. No, chances are you've been thinking about this and working on this for a really long time. And if you're anything like a lot of the other women that we work with, you've done it all. You've tried everything. You've done dozens of programs. You've spent like hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars trying to do this thing, trying to lose fat and keep it off. And you are tired of failing. You're like, I really just want some certainty here. Like, I want someone to tell me, yes, this will work, and I want it to work. And I get that. You're human, I'm human, and there's one thing humans love, and that is certainty. We love black and white. We don't like gray areas and risk. So I totally get that you want certainty. In fact, I just got an email last night from somebody who's on our email list, and she said, do you have any statistics for how many people in your program lose weight, inches, fat, and how many don't? So she's looking for like a number, a percentage, like tell me a percentage so I know like what my chances of success are here on average. You know, I'm really trying to find a sure thing. Again, I totally get this. And I understand that you're tired of wasting time and money and you really want something that has like a guaranteed success rate. But I'm sorry to tell you, fat loss doesn't really work like that. Lifestyle change doesn't really work like that, because the program, whether it's mine or somebody else's, programs don't act in isolation. There can be the most perfect looking weight loss, fat loss program on paper that, you know, it checks all the boxes. It lines up with the current research, you know, in this various these various studies that they've done to test this approach, like, oh, it's worked this many times. And it looks like this is it. Like, this is the way. That's fine and good. But the program has to also work for you in the real world. And that's the part that we don't have control over. And that's why just looking for the perfect program, looking for the one, is only part of what needs to happen here. Like, yeah, you need a good program that's going to work, that's going to achieve certain things for fat loss. But there's another part of the equation that has to be taken into consideration, and that is you. So, the program alone is not what determines your success. You do. So right now I want you to, if that kind of like kicked you back on your heels and you're like, how dare you? Hold on. Think back to the last diet that you did and why it failed. Why didn't it work? I'm just going to shoot some ideas out here because these are the most common things that we hear from the women that we work with. Reasons that the last thing they did before they came to us didn't work. First one, big one, hungry all the time. Another huge one is the program that they were on only made their cravings worse. It maybe had a lot of restrictions, like maybe they weren't allowed to eat sugar or they weren't allowed to eat carbs or they weren't allowed to eat anything that wasn't homemade or whatever. But for some reason, something about that diet actually triggered their cravings and made them worse. It made them want to eat more and made them want to eat more of the things that were quote unquote off the plan. Okay. So hunger and cravings, huge. That's, you know, those are kind of two huge roadblocks and reasons for failure with diets, right? Another one is, this is big, especially this time of year, is you're just busy. Right. And maybe you had a really busy week at work, or I mean, it's 2020. So not only is work busy, but like you're maybe trying to homeschool your kids, or maybe your work has completely changed and now it's all on Zoom and you're sitting more during the day. And it's just like Zoom call after Zoom call after Zoom call. And you look at your step tracker at the end of the day, it's like, oh, congratulations, you've moved like 1,000 steps today and you're more sedentary. You're not going out as much. You're not as active. Like life has just gotten really messy and busy and complicated. And, it is not working with this diet program that you were trying to do. Didn't work in real life. Another big reason why your last diet might've failed. It could be just your mindset, right? Like a really big one is this kind of all or nothing mentality. Like you made one mistake and because you are either all in or not in at all, you made that one mistake and then immediately jumped to, well, I might as well throw in the towel / all my other tires and just do whatever today. Just have whatever. Cause I've already ruined it. I've already screwed up. So I'm just going to have a cheat day. I'll get back on track tomorrow. Only you wake up the next morning and you feel like crap and you're craving more sugar and more of the things that you ate yesterday. So you do it again. And then that cheat day has multiplied into a cheat week, has multiplied into a cheat month. And it's just like this slippery slope that you can't get off, right? All of these things are really, really common roadblocks and reasons why we fail at diet and why we fail at lifestyle change. I would argue that all of these reasons, these scenarios we just talked about, like reasons that your diet program failed you, remember, like you still had a good plan. You still had a good program. Maybe you had, you know, you were doing the paleo diet and it was all like, if you know, food that could be hunted or gathered. There was nothing processed. There was no sugar. You know, you were doing some kind of whole 30 thing, or you were doing the keto diet where it was no carbohydrates, whatever. And there's all of these examples of people that this has worked for and you couldn't make it work for you. So you feel like a failure. So here's what I would argue instead. I would actually say that program that you thought was so perfect, that looks like it's worked for all these other people, that program was the problem. That program failed you because it didn't teach you how to eat, how to change your mindset, how to change your habits, how to change the way that you live in real life. Most of those, you know, programs or approaches I just rattled off, they have worked. They do work for a lot of people, but they didn't work for you. And so you're thinking, well, I'm the problem. And so you just keep going back and saying, well, I just need to get back on keto. I just need to do another round of Whole 30, instead of thinking, you know what? Maybe there were parts of that that didn't work for me. Maybe I found out that I loved eating more of this and less of that, but I also learned this. Okay. Maybe it wasn't the program that failed you. Maybe it was the lack of tools and strategies. Because what a lot of these diet programs, off-the-shelf diet programs are great at is giving you a list of rules to follow, okay? A meal plan, a sample meal plan to follow every day. And initially when you're starting out, that seems like the best thing ever. Like it, I don't have to think that hard. I just open this PDF every morning and it tells me, here's what I'm eating today. It tells me exactly the foods I'm allowed to eat. And as long as I eat the foods I'm allowed to eat, I will get results, or so they say, okay? So all that's teaching you is, here's your PDF, follow it. But like I said, the program, the PDF, the list of rules, the rule book, it doesn't work in isolation. It also has to work in the real world where there is you and all of the like quirky, strange, funny, messy things that make you, you. And what you have to understand is fat loss and lifestyle change isn't going to work until you marry these two things together. So yeah, we need to have a good plan that works. And for fat loss, a good plan is one that helps you achieve a consistent conservative calorie deficit. It's not some slash and burn, eat as little as possible, just eat less kind of program. It's matching your energy intake with your activity level so that you're not in this massive calorie deficit. It's accounting for the quality of foods that you're eating. So we're not just eating calories, but we're looking also at quality of food. And, you know, one thing that a lot of these good programs have in common that make people feel better, have better energy, better digestion, better skin. You know, their labs and their stats start looking better and their doctors are like, wow, you're looking so much healthier. A lot of the reason for that is because they get people away from these highly processed, high sugar, high calorie, high fat diets that are, that's the standard American diet, right? And it gets them eating more real whole foods, whether that's a lot of protein and fat per, you know, a keto diet, or it's just eating more real whole foods. Like all of that is probably going to result in you getting healthier, probably, not always, if you know what you were eating before was like a steady stream of drive-through food. Okay, so understanding that fat loss has, you know, there are things that work for fat loss and things that don't. There has to be a calorie deficit, there has to be quality food, because we don't just want to lose fat. We also want to get healthier here too. And those things work hand in hand. It also needs to work in real life. I think that's really important for a good fat loss program. And it needs to work for you. You know, if you're going into a program and you're immediately being told you could never have XYZ again, you can never have this food again, no more sugar ever, no more carbs ever, they're the devil. If you have them, you have to start over. That's going to be pretty tough to sustain. And I would argue that it's important to find a way, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but find a way to work in those things that you love, those things that make you happy, in an amount and frequency that still allows you to get and sustain fat loss results, but also doesn't make you feel totally, completely miserable. Okay. So if you are somebody who is, like I said, you're looking for the sure thing, give me the meal plan. I want to know this is going to work. What's the percentage? What's my chance of success here? That's not the question to ask. The question to ask is not, will this work? It's, will I work? Am I willing to put in the work and keep showing up even when I don't feel like it? Am I in this for the long haul? When I have these scenarios that have caused me to fall off track in the past, the hunger, the cravings, the busyness, just, you know, being drawn to all those old foods and old habits, et cetera. Like, am I gonna have a game plan for those scenarios, or am I just gonna give up and move on to the next thing? Because all of the people that are ready to jump on you in January with their shakes and supplements and you know, little packets of fizzy stuff that you dump in your water, or you know, this skinny coffee creamer. I mean, there is some truly insane stuff out there that's going to be thrown at you in just a few weeks because you're a woman who wants to lose weight. And internet marketers know it. They know it. They know that when someone tells you, are you ready to do some hard work? Are you accepting the fact that this is going to take some months and some years to really see significant changes in your body? They are betting on the fact that you're going to say, hell no, I want this in 2 weeks. I'm going to look at this before and after on Instagram of this woman who says she's lost 20 pounds in 4 weeks. And I'm going to jump all over that because that looks a hell of a lot easier than this thing that this woman's saying is going to take me like 12 weeks, or, you know, I might not see the best results until I've been doing it for a year. Well, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And there are no shortcuts. So you can keep burning through your money and burning through these programs and trying to throw money at this problem with these supplements and shakes and fizzy powders and skinny coffee creamers and the weight loss wraps and all this crap that's out there that's going to come at you in January. But all it's doing is kicking the can further down the road, and it's actually making the problem worse. So here's what you need to do going into January and moving forward. If you're somebody who's like looking for change, real change, you have to be smarter than that. You have to realize it's on you. And you are the sure thing. The program matters, yeah, but more than that, you matter. What you bring to it, your mindset, your willingness to change your habits, your beliefs, all that, that's what determines your success. That's the sure thing. And I'm not saying that to make you feel like I'm pointing my finger at you and blaming you for all the past, lack of success that you've had. And like the reason you haven't done this yet is because you're the problem and you just don't want it bad enough. That's actually not what I'm saying at all. This is a really empowering thing to start understanding, is that you are the one that has the control here and the ability to tip the scales in your favor. Because if your success at losing fat and keeping it off just depends on you finding the magic program that works, man, good luck. I hope you find it. Scrolling every day on Instagram, buying program after program and supplement after supplement and doing shakes and prepackaged meals and shots and supplements and all this stuff. I hope you find the one that works. I guess you just keep scrolling and buying and testing until you find it. It sounds a lot like Las Vegas to me. It sounds a lot like you just keep putting money in the slot machine and pulling the lever and hoping that you win. And if you've never been to Vegas before and you're not a gambler, I go to Vegas every year. I'm not a huge gambler. The most I will spend is like $20. Here's the thing you need to know about Vegas and about casinos is it's rigged, y'all. The house always wins. So when you put this back in your hands and stop thinking of it like it's the program, like I have to find the program. I need the program that's going to give me the most certainty and the best chance of success. No. If you start looking at this more of an issue with yourself and you changing and growing and learning, your chances of success are going to multiply exponentially. When it's on you, this is such a cliche, but it's actually really true. The harder you work, the luckier you get. If you look at people around you in your life, or maybe it's just people on Instagram, maybe you don't know anybody in real life who is fit and lean and healthy, and all you have are examples you see online. Even the ones who are trying to tell you that they look that way because they take a certain protein shake, or they take a certain supplement, or they drink skinny creamer in their coffee. If you look a little deeper, and if this person actually has the body that they portray to have on social media, I think you will find some common elements. You will find that this person probably eats a lot of real food, protein, vegetables, complex carbs. They're not hitting the drive-thru every day. They most likely do some kind of regular physical activity, whether it's weight training or yoga or walking or whatever. They're probably active. They probably do not consume a lot of sweetened beverages all day, like soda and sweetened coffee drinks and alcohol. They probably drink a lot of water and unsweetened beverages. Their lifestyle probably looks very different than maybe the one that has led you to where you are. Okay. They're not necessarily going to show you all that if there's somebody that's trying to, you know, sell you a shake. And this is something we're actually sadly seeing more of in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. This year alone, we have had numerous clients do our program and get fat loss results. And then because we tend to become friends on social media with a lot of our clients, we see them posting on their personal profiles or in their Instagram stories or in other groups. We see them trying to sell these multi-level marketing, network marketing company products and saying that the reason they got these results is because of a certain protein shake that they drink that they also happen to sell that you can also buy right now for this one-time low price of blah, 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 right? They're trying to make it look like the reason I look like this is because I take this supplement, hiding the fact that they've actually been doing a lot of hard work behind the scenes. So keep that in mind, all right? At the end of the day, it comes down to your habits and your lifestyle. Supplements and what brand of protein you use, like that stuff is like a drop in the bucket. And if you don't have the big rocks in place, the nutrition, the training, the stress management, the sleep, all that good stuff, if that's not locked in, you can drink as much protein as you want. You can drink all the skinny coffee creamer that you want. It's not going to make a difference. So the harder you work on these real kind of bedrock foundational pieces of living a fat loss lifestyle, the luckier you're going to get, the more results you're going to get. Every time you choose real food over the drive-thru, your chance of success goes up. Every day that you lift weights, your chance of success goes up. When you choose water and unsweetened beverages, I know that's so not fun and you'd much rather go to Starbucks and drink a giant coffee with pumps of vanilla syrup in it and whipped cream on top, but choose the water and your odds of success will increase. Every time you decide to put your shoes on and go outside for a walk instead of vegging out on the couch and watching Netflix, chance of success goes up. Like, you see what I'm saying here? This is, it kind of starts to snowball. And the more that you do the right things, the higher your chance of success, the more change you start to see and feel until you look back in 3 months, 6 months, etc., and you don't even recognize your daily life or your physical body. It looks so different because you haven't just been focused on, give me the quick fix, give me the meal plan. What can I white knuckle my way through for a few days or weeks until I lose a few pounds? You're instead focusing on changing the behaviors, the habits, the beliefs. So instead of asking, will this work? Better questions to ask as we go into January, as you're starting to think about really, truly changing your lifestyle and getting healthier. Why haven't I been successful at this yet? Like maybe you need to sit down with a piece of paper and do like a brain dump and write down like, what are all the things that have gotten in my way? As stupid as they might seem, as little as they might seem, write them down because those are little like nuggets of information that you can help, that you can use to help you create a way of living and eating and training that actually works for you longer than a few weeks. Okay. So what was it that got in your way? Was it the lack of time? Was it being busy? Was it just having the wrong attitude and like wanting everything right now? Like Amazon Prime me my results, damn it. Was it missing a certain kind of food? Like as silly as that might sound. All of these things, these roadblocks were reasons that you stopped and got off track. But here's something I want to tell you is that these roadblocks, this list of things that have gotten in your way before, these are opportunities. These are all things we can work around. And I said this the other day in one of our live videos in our Facebook group, Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. I said, you're always going to hit roadblocks. What you need to do is teach your eyes to see possibilities because there's always going to be roadblocks. But guess what? There's also bulldozers and ladders and shovels. There's always a workaround. If you want something bad enough and you get creative, you can always find a way around and find a way to keep moving forward. Okay. And the first step is identifying the roadblock, okay? So, will this work for me? Will fat loss lifestyle work for me? That depends on you. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to educate you. We have a video portal that you will have access to during our program and for 2 weeks after that has videos that are about 20 to 30 minutes long, maybe an average of like 3 to 4 videos a week. And these are going to teach you the why behind what you are doing. It's not just us giving you a list of rules to follow. So that's actual education. We don't call it school for nothing. Like I created this program and called it school because I want you to actually learn. Because when you learn the why and you start there, then it's much easier to implement and to do the how when you know why you're doing it. So there's education, there's accountability. when you're in our program, you're not just out there on your own or like in a Facebook group with 5,000 people as part of some giant machine. We cap the number of people in our program for a reason. Could we make more money by taking an unlimited number of people? Yeah, but then we'd be just like all these other scams on the internet that just try to cram as many people in as possible, take their money, and run. Instead, we have everybody in a small coaching group, no bigger than 25 to 30 women, and there's two coaches in each group, me plus an accountability coach. And we're going to be checking in with you every day, Monday through Friday. And you're going to have, you know, opportunities to post your meal and get feedback on it. You're going to have opportunities to tell us what your workout plan looks like and get feedback on it. And we're going to help you create a way of eating and training and living that works for you. By the end of the 4 weeks with us, you're not just going to be left with a list of rules and a rule book and us just telling you, just keep following the rules and you'll keep getting results. Because no, it's more complicated than that. Like, let me give you an example here just to wrap things up. And this one hits close to home for me personally because this was me back in the day. Okay, so let's say you have a habit right now of starting your morning with a pastry and a coffee. That is your thing. You love it. You wake up for it every morning and you're like, coffee, pastry, give it to me now. Yay. But you're doing this diet, you're like on this paleo diet or something, Whole30, whatever, and it's like, no, you must eat a hunter-gatherer breakfast that our ancestors would have eaten every morning. You must have pastured eggs or grass-fed meat in grass-fed butter with a side of organic vegetables and black coffee. And if you do not do this, you have failed. So you can maybe do that for like a few days. Maybe a few weeks, but then you're like, oh my gosh, I really just want a blueberry muffin with like maybe some icing on top or some streusel on top and like some coffee with some flavored creamer. And you are just starting to obsess over this thing that you can't have because it's not pastured and grass-fed and organic and our ancestors couldn't eat it. So blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? What if, check this out. What if one day a week you took yourself on a little breakfast date to the best coffee/pastry shop in your town where you live, and you have the best croissant, muffin, bagel, whatever your thing is, and you enjoy every bite, and then you just get back on track. Like, you didn't fail anything. You don't need to be punished or chastised for not having an ancestral breakfast. You just kept going like it was no big deal. And maybe the other breakfasts that you had during the week were protein and vegetables and organic, blah, blah, blah. But this one morning you just, you know, just a little treat, and then you're back in business. Or what if one morning a week you have this recipe for like protein pancakes or protein waffles that kind of scratches your itch for that sweet tasting breakfast, but for a fraction of the calories, sugar, and carbs, and it still has a decent amount of protein and fiber. Like, wouldn't that be a better option than you completely throwing in the towel and going back to coffee shop breakfast 7 days a week? I think so. So this is how we teach you to start thinking and making choices and living in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. Will this work is the wrong question to ask. It's how can I make this work? Knowing what I know about fat loss, how can I take what works for fat loss and marry that with me? The real messy, quirky, unique qualities that make me me, that are going to make this something that I actually enjoy doing long term. How do I create that? Can you help me with that? Yes, I can. That's what I've been doing since 2013 in this program. That's what the coaches and I are going to start doing on January 4th when we have what I'm predicting is going to be our biggest group of clients ever going through Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And I've even hired another coach for this because I think we're going to have a huge, huge turnout for this because I think more women are waking up to the fact that so much of what's on the internet in the quote unquote nutrition and fitness realm is bullshit. And it's not going to help you change long-term. It's here to just take your money and here's your little quick fix. Here's your pill or your shake or your whatever. It's not really teaching you how to change your habits, your beliefs, your mindset, your lifestyle, and how to make a healthy fat loss lifestyle work in the real world. If that's what you want, then you need to get connected with us. You need to get on our email list. You can get on that on our website. You need to get into our private Facebook group, Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. Start watching my Instagram stories every day, connect with the other fat loss lifestyle coaches, start to create this kind of echo chamber, this ecosystem where you're being surrounded by good information that's reinforcing the habits you want to change and do more of. Good? Sounds a lot better than playing the slots in Vegas and trying to find the one and just hoping you get lucky. Let me know what you think about this episode. Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.